From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and here is a new twist on an old joke. We're going to hear some jokes because we have some comedians visiting. Three guys walk into a radio station. One is an Iranian-American.
Hi, I'm Maz Jobrani.
One is an Egyptian-American.
Hi, my name is Ahmed Ahmed.
And one is a Palestinian-American.
Hello, Aaron Cater.
And together, the three of you are the Axis of Evil Comedy Tour. Essentially, three comedians with one foot figuratively in the borscht belt and the other in the falafel bowl and the headlines, I might add. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Let's just acknowledge, there's just terrible news every day coming out of the Middle East, wars, sectarian strife. It seems like a tough time to be making jokes about being the Axis of Evil Comedy Tour, Maz, but you managed to do this?
Yeah, we managed to do it because a lot of our stuff, we make fun of our own situation and the things that we have to go through. We never make fun of the victims. We make fun of the people that say and do things that don't make sense.
It's Maz Jobrani, Ahmed Ahmed. You're an Egyptian-American.
That's right.
And is there any special humor in being named Ahmed Ahmed or Ahmed Ahmed nowadays in America?
Yeah, my name is on the FBI's most wanted list, and it's on the no-fly list. Luckily enough, I've been able to find humor out of that and stretch it into my act.
The humor of being on the various lists.
Just, you know, going to the airport extra early, having to show up. I do a joke where I say, now I just show up in a G-string.
You're going to get strip searched anyway.
I'm going to get strip searched anyway, so I might as well just save everybody some time. I always know who the air marshal is on the plane. It's always the guy who's reading the People magazine upside down, looking right at me.
Aaron Cater, is there humor in being a Palestinian-American stand-up comic?
Well, I try to find humor in the situations. Growing up Palestinian, you kind of learn that I'm going to be people's only Palestinian friend. For the most part, they're going to have a negative opinion about you. So I think my struggle was mostly to just kind of humanize the situation as the enemy and put a different face and a different voice to it that's more American.
Two of you are Arab-American, and Maz, you're Iranian-American.
Thank you for knowing that. A lot of people don't know that.
You haven't rounded out a full Axis of Evil cast here, though.
We need a North Korean.
You need a North Korean. When you perform, when you do the Axis of Evil tour, are there some things that just don't work?
I had an old bit that never worked, and maybe I could bring it back now, but I think it was too close to 9/11, where I talked about the Al-Qaeda camps. And I tried to make it like it was a regular camp. You know, they played kick the oil can and capture and burn the flag.
And
when their parents dropped them off, they didn't want to go. But when their parents came to pick them up, they didn't want to go home. You know, and they cried and wrote letters home. And it just didn't go anywhere. For about 6 months, I just gave up on it.
But, you know, also it depends on the crowd. Like when it's a crowd that doesn't really know you, you really got to massage them into it. But when it's a crowd, like when we do our Axis of Evil comedy shows, it's like 60% Middle Eastern, 40% just American. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them know us, and they're there to see us.
Mm-hmm. And,
rock concert.
Yeah. It's more like we're preaching to the choir, and we can get right into the material without trying to massage it.
But also, too, a lot of people that are non-Arab and non-Middle Eastern who come to our shows and have never seen us, they're always curious, and they want to hear a voice from that region of the world. It's like, finally, we've been able to have that voice, and Middle Easterners and non-Middle Easterners are laughing with us because it's a breath of fresh air. They've never heard it.
When you're performing, the crowd that's coming to hear you is probably suspicious or dissenting from U.S. policy in the region in Iraq.
I think we have that a lot, but we also, you know, we've done shows down in La Jolla at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, which is near Camp Pendleton, and you get Marines there. And we had a show where there was a soldier that just had come back from Iraq, and he came up to me afterwards, and he was just saying, you know, I'm so happy I came out and was able to laugh. I could see the guy had been traumatized, obviously. So we do have people that you would think are not going to go with you, and all of a sudden they're coming up to you afterwards going like, that was great.
Mm-hmm. I've always been surprised with the troops down in San Diego.
Do you ever look at the paper in the morning or listen to the radio for that matter and say, the news is too bad today, this is really going to be rough? Well, Aaron, you're shaking your head.
Well, other comedy troops or tours or whatever may not be as affected by the news as we are, and so there are challenges that come along with our show, and we really do need to acknowledge them because I don't think a lot of other political comedians out there can do it the way we can.
Now, you make much of your family's origins in doing the Axis of Evil comedy tour. But in fact, whether you're of Iranian or Palestinian or Egyptian extraction, the stand-up comedy you're doing, this is a very American thing that you're doing.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I assume that you've taken a lot of inspiration from American stand-up comedy.
Absolutely.
You can't go to the Middle East and find the Ha Ha Cafe.
No. Right? Yeah.
You're not going to find the comedy stop in Iraq.
We all have our favorite comedians that we grew up to and were influenced by. And,
yeah, there's no Iranian Richard Pryor.
Yeah, exactly. Raheem I always do the Pryor. Joke like, oh, it's good to see Arabs here. Usually when you come, you sit in the back in the dark and go, yeah, that was funny. I like that joke. That's hilarious. You can almost hear me laugh. Is that funny, my friend? Yes, yes.
Or they don't laugh at all. They just go, that's not funny.
Anyone who says Arabs don't have sense of humor, I will kill you and burn your flag.
That's Aaron Kader. Have you encountered any backlash to doing this?
This is Ahmed here. The only backlash that I get personally are from really, really conservative Muslims who will come up to me after my shows and say, I don't appreciate what you said. That is not funny. You have no right to talk about the Islam.
Haram.
And that is haram. Okay? Now give me a Heineken. it's like they say all this stuff that you're not supposed to do, and then they're having a drink. It's like, make up your mind, buddy.
I've gotten hecklers just recently. I was just kind of warming them up, doing some crowd work, and then I finally go, well, I'm Palestinian, and this big voice right from the middle of the crowd, where is Palestine? Show me on the map what is Palestine. And I'm like, okay, I got an Israeli here. That never happens. A big Israeli right in the middle. And he says, where is Palestine? Show me on a map. And all I could do was point to my head, point to my heart. It's all in here.
You know, that same night, I was talking about, that's when they had gotten al-Zarqawi and the reward for al-Zarqawi. And then I said, the reward for Osama. And then all of a sudden, I hear a drunk white lady from the back going, what's your reward? And then she started talking. And then I go, are you guys Bush supporters? And then they go, woo! And then finally, they actually got up and left. And I made the point that the reason I criticize the government here is because we can. You know, that's why my family came from Iran to America, so that we can do that. We have freedom of speech. I could not make fun of the president of Iran in Iran. You know, you'd say, hey, that was a great show. When's the next show? I say, there are no more shows.
Yes, you know? I think you would have a short career.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. One show, one night only, literally.
The minister of no shows.
The minister of no shows showed up, and I'm done.
Well, Ahmed and Aaron Kader and Maaz Jobrani, thank you all very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on.
Talking with these three gentlemen who are members of the Axis of Evil comedy tour.